Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. One of the highest of the highlights of our radio days, as far as I'm concerned, occurred at the 25th anniversary celebration for Those Were the Days. It was at Chicago's Swiss Hotel in 1995. A large audience was there to help us celebrate and to enjoy various reenactments of some classic old-time radio shows. This included a recreation of the origin story of the Lone Ranger, narrated by one of our very special guests, veteran announcer Fred Foy. Mr. Foy was joined by members of our Those Were the Days radio players to bring the vintage radio show back to life.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the origin of the Lone Ranger. Early settlers in the West had to be brave men and women, ready to fight for their lives at any moment. There was danger on every side. There were wild beasts, savage Indians, and the Cavendish Gang. Butch Cavendish headed a pack of outlaws. They struck without warning to steal and kill.
Open fire on that wagon train. Wipe them out to the last man.
The Cavendish Gang attacked ranches and towns as well as wagon trains. Everyone feared Butch Cavendish. His gang grew rich and powerful. Finally, the Texas Rangers learned where Butch Cavendish and his gang were hiding. Six Texas Rangers guided their horses along a canyon floor to arrest the Cavendish Gang. Presently, Captain Reed signaled a halt.
Rein in, boys.
Whoa.
We'll wait here until the scout returns.
Do you think it was a good idea to send our guide Collins on ahead?
It was Captain Reed's younger brother who asked the question. The captain explained that Collins, who was not a Texas Ranger, was the only man who knew the country and who could scout ahead for information. Then, while the Texas Rangers waited for the guide's return, the captain said to his younger brother,
"My wife and son are coming from the east. If something happens to me and you survive, well, I know you'll take care of her and Danny."
"Right.
I'm going to call on you to resign from the Rangers and work that silver mine we staked out. See that my son and his mother get my share."
"I promise."
"Here comes Collins, the scout."
"Whoa, whoa, steady."
"Well, what's the word, Collins?"
"Good news, Captain Reed. It's all clear. I scouted the rim on both sides of the canyon and found no sign of the Cavendish outfit."
"All right, boys, let's go."
"Get up there.
Get up.
Collins, the guide, lagged behind, unnoticed by the Texas Rangers, who moved in single file along the floor of the rock-strewn canyon. They didn't know that Collins had lied, that Butch Cavendish and his killers were waiting in ambush on the rim on both sides of the gap.
"Here come those Rangers, boys, just as Collins told us.
Yeah.
We can get down to the floor of the canyon without going a long way back, and it'll be dark in half an hour, so we can just keep pouring lead into them from up here till we're sure they're dead. Then we won't be taking any chances. Now, open fire!"
The Rangers leap from their saddles and spread out as they return the fire from both sides of the canyon. Soon, four of the Rangers were killed. Captain Dan Reed and his brother, wounded several times, kept fighting side by side.
No!
Then the captain fell, mortally wounded, and a moment later, his younger brother. The last of the Rangers slumped to the ground. The outlaws waited and watched for any sign of life from the Rangers.
Come on, boys. Let's get out of here.
Then rode away, convinced that all six men in Bryant's Gap were dead. Sunset came, then darkness. That night, an Indian examined the bodies by moonlight. After examining the first five men, he muttered softly,
Them dead.
Then he came to the sixth man, the younger brother of the captain.
And this man, alive.
The Indian lifted this man tenderly in his strong arms and carried him to a nearby cave where he bathed and dressed the wounds. Then he took a spade from one side of the cave and returned to the canyon, where he worked steadily until the dead men had been buried. Returning to the cavern, he sat watching through the remaining hours of the night. Daybreak found the ranger stronger, but by nightfall the wounds had become infected. The Indian called on all his knowledge to treat the wounded man. He went day and night without rest. It was the morning of the fourth day when the ranger opened his eyes. And for the first time, the Indian saw them clear and calm.
Are you awake? Me glad.
Yes, but so weak.
You wounded bad.
I remember an ambush.
That right? Me find in canyon. Carry you here to cave.
It's daylight.
Get bornin'.
Oh, then I must have been unconscious all night.
It's several days since fight in canyon.
Several days.
Ah.
There's something familiar about you.
You remember? Many year ago, you only boy. You find Indian boy in trouble. You save life of Indian boy.
Yes. Your name is Tonto.
That right.
Years ago, you called me Kimo Sabe.
That right. And you still Kimo Sabe. It mean faithful friend.
Tonto, there were six of us in that canyon. The others. What about the other rangers?
Other ranger, all dead.
Dead?
Huh?
One was my brother.
You only ranger left. You lone ranger.
The lone ranger. Tonto, those killers know me by sight. If they know one man escaped, they'll look for him.
Them not know one escaped. Tonto bury five men, make six grave. Crook think you die with others.
Good. Then my name shall be forever buried with my brother and my friends. From now on, my face must be concealed. A disguise, perhaps, or a mask. That's it, a mask. I'm the only one who knows about the Cavendish gang. And with your help, Tonto, I'll get every one of those crooks.
In the ranger's eyes, there was a light that must have burned in the eyes of knights in armor. A light that through the ages lifted the souls of strong men who fought for justice, for God.
I'll be the Lone Ranger.
Thank you.
What an exciting experience that was. Narrator Fred Foy was amazing, and when actor Peter Heimsoth shouted, "Hi-yo, Silver, away," wearing his white hat and mask, the audience stood and cheered. And I'm still cheering for the rest of the cast. Jim Linden, Jerome Stevens, Bob Gorecki, and Bill Isaacson, plus director Wally Swick, the great sound effects guys Steve Dilley and Elliot Melicio, and the tech crew Jim Zaremski and Rick Garofalo. The event was broadcast on WNIB on April 29th, 1995. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.